VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has suffered his worst electoral setback, with his ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, losing control of the capital and seemingly set to lose Istanbul following this past Sunday's local elections. In Istanbul, posters that were put up around the city early Monday celebrated the victory of AKP mayoral candidate Binali Yildirim. However, the candidate of the opposition Republican People's Party has the votes and is claiming the win in Istanbul. Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of impassioned political campaigning there as television comedian goes head-to-head with the incumbent for the presidency. As Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA, the newcomer's policies positions are likely to come under greater scrutiny ahead of the April 21st runoff.
Volodymyr Zelensky was in typical form as the result came through.
I would like to say thank you to all Ukrainians who did not vote just for fun.
During the campaign, it appeared the incumbent, Petro Poroshenko, might not even reach the second round. He struck a humble tone following Sunday's result.
I don't feel any kind of euphoria. I critically and soberly understand the signal that society gave today to the acting authorities.
Poroshenko has attacked his rival, accusing Zelensky of being a puppet of exiled oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky. The next 3 weeks will likely see some brutal campaigning.
Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA. The majority of Democrats on a House of Representatives committee are moving this week to subpoena the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, as well as five former White House officials. This is VOA News. Facebook has removed hundreds of accounts and pages linked to Indian political parties of the Pakistani military for what the company described as coordinated and authentic behavior or spam. Facebook said the pages and accounts were detected and suspended by its automated system. Ravi Shankar Prasad is the Indian Information and Technology Minister.
The Facebook has deleted 687 pages of those which who were the owner of those accounts was not known. It was fake. It was abused to spread canard, falsehood against the Narendra Modi government.
India's main opposition party, the Indian National Congress, or INC, said none of its official pages were deleted in an attempt to distance INC from Facebook's statement that the deleted pages were linked to political parties. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
The Trump administration is taking more steps to curb what it says is a massive migrant influx at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Homeland Security Department says it may reassign as many as 2,000 inspectors from border crossings to handle a surge of families. That's up from 750 inspectors previously. The temporary switch could delay goods like TVs and medical devices from coming into the U.S. The administration's also boosting efforts to return asylum seekers to Mexico. The moves come days after President Trump renewed a threat to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could lead to economic havoc on both sides. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British construction activity slowed slightly for the second month in a row in March as businesses continued to postpone major building projects due to Brexit uncertainty. That's according to an industry survey showing on a Tuesday. The house building continued to record moderate growth, but civil engineering fell and commercial projects such as new shops, factories, or warehouses dropped off at the fastest rates since the month, September of 2017. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.